This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz, Morning Devotions. A couple of years ago, the Newsweek magazine ran an article with the title Faith and Healing. It began with this upsetting story. This is how it read. On a quiet Sunday afternoon, Ming He, a fourth-year medical student in Dallas, came across a man dying in the local hospital. He was suffering from rare cancer and hooked up to an oxygen tank. The man, an Orthodox Jew, could hardly breathe, let alone speak. There were no friends, no relatives by his bedside to comfort him. And when the young student walked into the room, the man looked up at her, that's Ming He, and said, "Now that I'm dying, I realise I never really learned how to live." And here was this fourth-year medical student, age 26. She had no idea. What do I say? And what would you say to a dying person? "I realise that I never really learned to live." Well, one thing about life, of course, is it's full of uncertainty. You might make plans, but there are no guarantees. I think you probably realise that. How do you prepare for uncertain events, some things you can't control? Uncertainty is part of life. A stress consultant I heard about used to say this to his clients: "People who live a full life don't pretend that bad or undesirable things don't happen. They just tend to learn more from these situations because they're willing to learn from life, and they can be more grateful for the lessons that come." And I think that makes a lot of sense. So what are your values? What matters to you in your personal, professional life? What are the things that energize you and motivate you? Will you be the guide of your own life? Having a few good friends, of course, is vital. It was 2017, a study in the journal Personal Relationships found that it can be friends, not family, who matter most. And this study looked at 270,000 people in nearly 100 countries around the world and found that while family and friends are associated with happiness and health, but as people age, the health link remained only for people who've got strong friendships. Those who live alone are susceptible to, or more susceptible to, depression and illness because they've got no one to share the ups and downs of life. A little girl asked her mother, "Mummy, why do you cut off the ends of the meat before you cook it?" And the girl's mother goes on to tell her that she thought that it adds flavour by allowing the meat to better absorb the spices, but perhaps she'd better go and ask her grandma since she'd learned from her. So the little girl finds her grandmother and says, "Grandma, why do you and Mummy chop off the ends of the meat before you cook it?" Her grandmother thinks for a moment and says, "I think it allows the meat to stay tender because it soaks up the juices. You know, why don't you ask your other Nana about it? After all, I learned from her." So the little girl is getting a bit frustrated. She goes to see her great-grandmother. "Nana, why do you cut the ends off the meat before you cook it?" And Nana says, "I don't know why women do it, but I did it because my pot wasn't big enough." You see, how many times do we walk through life blindly, not knowing the purpose for things? Why do we do things the way we do? It was Jesus who said in John chapter 10, "I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly." Is it really possible to have an abundant life? That's what Christians talk about. It's not something you got in the bank or how big your house is. It's God's gift to you. It's about peace, grace, love, and wisdom. And the Bible tells us that the things of wealth and prestige and power are not the priorities that God has for us. In fact, in the Old Testament, we read about Solomon, who had all the material blessings that anyone could have. You read that in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And the great missionary and apostle Paul, on the other hand, you can read in Philippians 4 how he was very content, whatever the physical circumstances were that he found himself in. And Jesus came into the world so that we could have a full life. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father," he said, "except through me." Thank you, dear Lord, that today we can really live before we die because of our faith in you. Thank you for that quality of life and for your presence today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.